All right, so welcome back. For today's deep dive, we're going to be looking at something pretty interesting.
Okay.
It is a collection of posts from a 4chan thread.
Oh.
Well, not exactly 4chan. It's from a website called Megiddochan, which I guess you could call an alternative to 4chan.
Yeah.
And this thread in particular comes from their HSG board, which stands for Homestuck General.
Okay.
And spans from late evening January 3rd, 2025 to early evening on January 4th.
Wow.
So it's just about a 24-hour period we're looking at here. And we're going to really try to go through it, see what's being said, see if we can uncover what's really going on. Why is this community so active? What are their hopes, dreams, and anxieties? And what can we learn about online fandom culture as it exists in 2025?
Right. Well, I think what makes this particular deep dive so fascinating is that we're not just looking at any fandom. We're looking at the Homestuck fandom in 2025.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a webcomic that, you know, first gained traction in the early 2010s and is notorious for having a very dedicated and let's just say passionate fan base.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, sure. They've created their own little world online, complete with its own, like, yeah, language, inside jokes, ways of interacting. And this Megiddochan thread is kind of a peek behind the curtain of that.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is the timing of this thread, because it sort of captures a happening, coordinated attempt by the Megiddochan users to try and gain some recognition for their community.
So it's not just about discussing the comic itself. They're trying to, like, make a splash in the bigger internet world.
Exactly. They're trying to put themselves on the map, and they orchestrate this kind of elaborate plan led by a user named Vriska.
Okay.
To get a link to their site stickied on various 4chan boards.
Ambitious.
Yeah.
So how did it go? Did they manage to pull it off?
Well, that's where the drama unfolds. They decided to focus their efforts on 4chan's B board, the infamous random board. There's this thing that if a thread reaches 500 posts, the link in the OP gets sticky, so they put a lot of energy into it. And you can really feel the anticipation in the thread as they're getting closer and closer.
Okay, so I'm on the edge of my seat. Did they hit 500?
Almost, but not quite.
Yeah.
The thread gets deleted before it reaches its goal. It seems like the 4chan mods weren't too keen on this orchestrated attempt at self-promotion.
Oh, that's gotta sting. To put in all that effort and get shut down right before the finish line, it does make you wonder, why go through all that trouble? What's the driving force behind this need for recognition?
Well, I think it speaks to a deeper yearning within this community. You know, for many of these users, Homestuck isn't just a webcomic. It's like a significant part of their online identity. And, you know, Megiddochan, their home base, is still relatively small in the grand scheme of things.
So this happening, this wasn't just about promoting a website. It was about validating their passion, showing the world that their little corner of the internet matters.
Exactly, exactly. And this drive for recognition, you know, it's not unique to the Homestuck fandom. We see it in a lot of online communities, especially those that are built around a niche interest. There's this desire to break out of their bubble, to prove their worth to the larger digital world.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's talk about the people who are actually driving this happening. Who are some of the key players in this Megiddochan saga?
Well, we have Vriska, the mastermind behind this whole operation. And it seems like their online persona might be inspired by the Homestuck character of the same name.
Oh, interesting. So living up to their namesake, at least in the online world. Who else is in our online ensemble cast here?
We've got MEX, the site owner and administrator of Megiddochan. They seem a bit more laid back, but they still struggle to kind of keep things under control, especially with another prominent user, One Man Taliban, or Unold He.
Okay, One Man Taliban. That's a...
a choice.
It's a choice and a rather provocative one. They seem to relish in clashing with other users, particularly MEX, getting banned and coming back with new IPs just to keep stirring the pot.
Yeah.
So it creates this constant tension between order and chaos that seems to be a recurring theme in the community, almost like a microcosm of the internet itself.
Right.
Where anyone can be anything and there's always someone pushing the boundaries. Speaking of pushing boundaries, I noticed in the thread that there's a whole debate happening about Irania, one of the characters from Homestuck.
Right.
What's all that about?
So this is where we get into some serious Homestuck lore territory, and it shows just how deeply invested these fans are. It centers around whether a particular action of Irania's is justified within the established rules of the comic.
So even within the fandom, there are these internal disputes. I guess that's only natural with something as complex as Homestuck. What are some of the specific things they're arguing about?
Well, they get into the concept of God-tier powers and what the limitations of those powers are and how they relate to the Alpha timeline. And then there's the whole concept of mythological roles and how that might influence a character's actions, it gets pretty intricate, with people discussing the furthest ring and dream bubbles in relation to different sessions within the comic.
Wow. That's intense. I'm guessing you needed like a PhD in Homestuck to fully grasp all that. But it makes you wonder why go to such lengths, dissecting a fictional character's choices. What's the appeal of those deep dives into lore?
I think it speaks to the enduring power of Homestuck. Even years after its completion, fans are still finding new layers of meaning, exploring this intricate world that the author created. It becomes more than just entertainment, you know? It's a source of intellectual stimulation, a puzzle to be solved collaboratively.
And in a way, it's another form of community building. They might disagree on the finer points of Rainia's actions, but they're united by their shared passion for understanding this complex fictional universe.
Absolutely. It's like they're all part of this massive ongoing book club, constantly analyzing and debating the nuances of the text, and this dedication to dissecting the lore, even if it leads to arguments. It's really a testament to the enduring power of fandom.
So we've got a community yearning for recognition. We've got a cast of characters driving the action. And we've got these passionate debates about the source material. This Mejidokken thread is already proving to be a very fascinating deep dive.
It is, and what's really intriguing is that this thread is revealing more than just the inner workings of this particular fandom. It's offering these glimpses into the hopes, dreams, and anxieties of a generation navigating the complexities of the digital world in 2025.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Let's dig into that. What are some of the things that stand out to you?
Well, there's a very noticeable undercurrent of nostalgia for what they perceive as the good old days of the Homestuck fandom. But it's not just a vague longing for the past. There's a specificity to it. They talk about a different platform, a different era when things felt more authentic, more connected, maybe.
So they're yearning for a time before Mejidokken, back when the fandom was more centralized.
That seems to be the sentiment. There's a sense that something was lost in the transition, even if they can't quite put their finger on it.
It's like they're trying to recapture a feeling, a sense of community that maybe felt more organic back then. But I am curious about this other platform they keep mentioning. Where were they congregating before Mejidokken? What was this landscape like back then?
That's a question we'll have to explore further as we continue our deep dive.
Yeah.
But it's clear that this nostalgia for the fandom's past is playing a significant role in shaping their current dynamics and
It's
motivations.
like they're carrying this baggage from the past, these memories of a golden age
Yeah.
that they're trying to recreate in their current online haven. But alongside that nostalgia, I'm also noticing a lot of anxieties kind of bubbling to the
Yeah.
surface. They're mentioning economic worries, societal shifts,
Yeah.
things that seem to be weighing on them.
And these anxieties seem to be amplified by their online interactions. There's this sense that the real world is encroaching on their digital space, blurring the lines between escapism and reality.
It's like they're seeking refuge in this world of Homestuck. But the pressures of the outside world keep seeping in, reminding them that they can't escape completely. And it makes you wonder, are these anxieties unique to this particular community, or are they reflective of broader generational concerns?
That's a very astute observation, and it's a question we'll explore further. As we delve deeper into this Mejidokken thread, what are the unique pressures facing this generation of internet users? And how are online communities shaping their understanding of the world and their place within it?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it seems like this seemingly niche thread about a webcomic might hold some surprising answers.
Indeed. And as we move forward with our deep dive, we'll see how these anxieties manifest in the interactions between the users, how they cope with these pressures, and how they find moments of connection and levity amidst the chaos. So buckle up, because things are about to get interesting.
All right, let's dive in. Okay, so we've established that this Mejidokken thread is more than just Homestuck chatter. It's like a window into the anxieties and desires of this specific online community in 2025. But before we go any further, I'm curious about this other platform they keep referencing. Where were they congregating before Mejidokken? What made it so special?
It seems they were mostly active on a different image board, one that was maybe a little more tightly knit, more focused on Homestuck. The way they talk about it, it sounds like a place where they really felt seen and understood, a place where their shared passion could really flourish.
Got it. So maybe there's a sense of loss associated with that platform, a feeling that something valuable was left behind when they migrated to Mejidokken.
Yeah.
And this migration, did it coincide with a specific event in the fandom, or was it a more gradual shift?
That's hard to say from this thread alone, but I think it speaks to a broader trend we see with online communities. You know, as they grow, they inevitably face these challenges related to moderation, mm-hmm. content control, even the changing dynamics of the user base. Mm. Perhaps Mejidoshan offered them more autonomy, you know, a space they could really shape according to their own values and interests.
Okay, so this move to Mejidoshan wasn't just about finding a new platform. It was about reclaiming their space, asserting their independence, creating a community that truly reflected their needs and desires.
Exactly. And this desire for autonomy, for a space that's free from external control, it's a really powerful driving force for a lot of online communities, especially those built around these niche interests like Homestuck.
Right, because it's not just about the content itself. It's about the shared experience, the feeling of belonging to something special, something that you helped to create.
And this brings us back to The Happening, their attempt to promote Mejidoshan on 4chan. They're trying to have it both ways. They want to maintain their independence, but they also crave this validation from the wider internet world.
Yeah, it's that tension between wanting to stay true to your roots while also craving that validation from the outside. I can see how that would be a tricky balance to strike.
And their failure to achieve their goal on B really highlights the challenges of navigating these larger online platforms. You know, 4chan with its anonymous user base and anything goes mentality, it can be a very volatile, unpredictable environment.
It's like stepping into the Wild West of the internet, where the rules are constantly shifting. And there's always that risk of getting caught in the crossfire.
And for a smaller community like Mejidoshan, trying to make their mark in that environment, it can be a really daunting task. Their efforts, while admirable, were ultimately no match for the sheer scale and chaos of 4chan.
But their attempt speaks volumes. It shows that they're not content to stay in their little bubble. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to make their presence felt in the larger digital world.
And perhaps, on some level, they're hoping to attract like-minded individuals, to expand their community, and share their passion with a wider audience.
It's like they're throwing a message in a bottle out into the vast ocean of the internet, hoping that someone, somewhere, will find it and understand.
And that desire to connect, to find other people who share your passions, it's a fundamental human need, one that's really amplified in the digital age.
Right, because the internet can be both isolating and connecting at the same time. It can make you feel like you're part of something bigger, but it can also make you feel incredibly alone in your interests.
Exactly. And for communities like Mejidoshan, built around these very specific niche interests, that sense of connection is all the more important.
It's like finding your tribe in a world that can often feel overwhelming and impersonal.
And it's not just about finding people who like the same things you do. It's about finding people who understand you, who see the world in a similar way, who share your values, your sense of humor.
And this brings us back to the unique language of the Mejidoshan community. Their blend of Homestuck terminology and internet slang. It's more than just a way to communicate. It's a marker of belonging, a way to signal your membership in this particular tribe. Mm. Right? It's like a secret handshake, a way to instantly recognize someone who's part of your inner circle.
Can you give us some specific examples of this unique lexicon? What are some of the phrases or terms that stand out?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, there's the way they use the term God tier to describe something exceptional or impressive.
Right.
And then there's this frequent use of ironic and unironic.
Yeah.
Which seems to reflect a certain level of self-awareness and a playful approach to their own fandom.
Yes, that classic internet irony, where it's never quite clear if you're being serious or not. It's like a defense mechanism, a way to avoid being too earnest or vulnerable while still kind of expressing your true feelings.
Exactly. And this playful use of irony, it's often intertwined with these Homestuck-specific references, creating this multi-layered language that's instantly recognizable to those in the know, but might seem confusing or even nonsensical to outsiders.
It's like they've created their own dialect, a way to communicate on multiple levels, reinforcing their shared identity and creating a sense of exclusivity.
And this exclusivity, while it might seem counterintuitive, can actually be a powerful force for building community. It creates a sense of belonging, of being part of something special, something that not everyone can access.
It's like being in a secret club with your own secret language and inside jokes. It makes the bond between members feel all the more special.
And this brings us to another fascinating aspect of the thread, the constant back and forth between MEX, Riska, and when all the two, their interactions, while often chaotic and disruptive, really reveal a lot about the power dynamics at play within the community.
Yeah, it's like watching this mini drama unfold with each character playing their part. MEX, the site owner, is constantly trying to maintain order and civility, but they're often challenged by 180s, provocative and often disruptive behavior. Vriska, on the other hand, seems to take more of a detached approach, observing the chaos from a distance, occasionally stirring the pot for their own amusement.
It's like they're the puppet master, manipulating the dynamics of the group for their own entertainment and other users. Are they just passive observers in this drama, or do they actively participate?
Oh, they definitely participate. Some side with MEX, advocating for stricter rules and moderation. Others defend 1ME, arguing that their provocations are all part of what makes the community unique and engaging.
So it's not just a top-down power structure. There's a real sense of agency within the community, with users actively shaping the rules and norms of their digital space.
Precisely. And this ongoing negotiation between freedom and control, it's a constant tension within online communities. How do you create a space that's both welcoming and safe without stifling the very freedoms that make these spaces so vital?
It's a tough question with no easy answers. And it seems like the Mejidokken community is still figuring it out, grappling with these challenges in real time.
And their struggles, while specific to their context, resonate with these broader challenges facing online communities in the digital age. How do we balance the need for individual expression with the need for community cohesion? How do we create spaces that are both inclusive and engaging without succumbing to the pitfalls of toxicity and division?
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. But it seems like this seemingly niche thread about Homestuck is actually offering some really valuable insights into the complex and evolving nature of online communities in general.
Absolutely. And as we move into the final part of our deep dive, we're going to explore some of the more personal and relatable moments within this thread. Moments that remind us that beyond the chaos and the drama, there are real people with real lives and real emotions connecting with each other in this digital space.
All right. So we've spent a good amount of time, unpacking the happening, the big personalities in this Mejidokken thread. But there's another side of this community that I'm really curious about.
Okay.
Among all the Homespec debates and the drama with Anozi Velo, there are these moments that kind of hint at something deeper, more human.
Yes, amidst the chaos, we see these little glimpses of vulnerability connection that paint a very different picture of this Mejidokken community. Remember the user who shared their detailed review of the game? The looker, yellow?
Yeah, that one really struck me.
Yeah.
Here they are, in the middle of this thread about Homestuck. Taking the time to recommend a completely different game, offering insightful commentary, even a bit of personal reflection on what they enjoyed about it.
Mm.
It felt like a genuine attempt to connect with others on a personal level.
Exactly. And it kind of challenges the assumption that these spaces are solely dedicated to these niche obsessions. It shows a willingness to branch out, to share something meaningful with other people, and maybe even spark a conversation beyond the confines of Homestuck.
It also speaks to the power of recommendation
within
online communities, right? It's like saying, hey, I found this thing that I think you might enjoy too. Let's connect over this shared experience.
Exactly. And it kind of builds that sense of trust, camaraderie, knowing that someone in your community is looking out for you, sharing things that they think you'd appreciate.
And then there was that user who briefly mentions wanting to turn their life around. It's a fleeting comment, but it really stuck with me. It suggests that these users are carrying real-life baggage. They're grappling with personal struggles, maybe even seeking solace or support within this online community.
Yeah, that's a really important point. It humanizes these users, reminding us that behind the screen names and the Homestuck references, there are real people with real lives and real challenges.
And it makes you wonder, what role does Mejidokken play in their lives? Is it purely a place for escapism, or is it something more? Could it be a source of support, a place to process their emotions, to connect with others who might understand what they're going through?
That's a really complex question, and I think the answer probably varies from user to user. But it's clear that Mejidokken, for many of these individuals, represents more than just a fandom forum. It's a space where they can be themselves, connect with others, and maybe even find a sense of belonging and purpose.
And maybe that's especially important for a fandom like Homestuck, which, as we've discussed, is known for its complex lore and dedicated fan base. It's like they've created their own little world with its own language, inside jokes, a world where they feel seen and understood.
Exactly. And within that world, they can share their passions, debate their interpretations, and even find solace and support in the shared experience of fandom.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here, what's the takeaway for our listener? What should they be thinking about as they go back out into the digital world?
I think this Mejidokken thread offers a valuable reminder that online communities, even those that might seem niche or even chaotic, can be surprisingly complex and multifaceted. They can be spaces for intense debate and drama, but they can also be sources of connection, support, and even personal growth.
It's like a microcosm of the internet itself.
Right.
With all of its potential for both good and bad, for connection and division, for escapism and engagement with the real world.
Exactly. And as we navigate this increasingly digital world, it's important to remember that behind the screens and the avatars, there are real people with real lives and real emotions. And sometimes, in the most unexpected of places, like a 4chan thread about Homestuck, we can find these glimpses of humanity, connection, and even hope.
That's a beautiful sentiment to end on. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, stay curious.